The reading this morning is taken from the book of Acts, just after the Gospels, the book of Acts in chapter 1. And you find that on page 1092 in your Bible. It's actually 1093 because there's no number on 1092, but you'll find it if you go to 1093. It's the one just before. Acts chapter 1, and we start to read at verse 6. So when they met together, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? He said to them, it is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. They were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood before them. Men of Galilee, they said, why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Well, good morning, everyone. Can you hear me? Morning. Good morning. My name is Sue, and I'm the children's worker here at Holy Trinity, and I also have the privilege not only of doing that, but working with Riverbank and also with the LVA Trust. At least I think I am Sue. Just let me remind, this is, yeah. I am also a daughter of the risen King. So today, as George has said, we are thinking about ascension, when Jesus went to heaven. And he'd been walking around the earth for 40 days. And he needed to do that so that people really believed that he had risen from the grave. And then it came to the time that he was going to ascension up to heaven. Now, I think back in the day, maybe some of our older congregation might remember that you had a day off from school for ascension. Does anyone remember that time? A day off? Not so today, unfortunately, but that was apparently what had happened. So we come to our reading. Now, I'm going to need some disciples while we think about what that really looked like. So can I have some people come up and help me and come and stand by what looks a bit like that time? Thank you, Ilya. Anyone else going to come up? And I want you to look here as if you are with Jesus, and he is just about to say, I am going up to heaven. What would that have looked like? Maybe a bit like this. So they're standing and they're looking, and Jesus is here. And I've got a representation of what that might have looked like as Jesus went up. And I want you to look and put your heads up and follow this balloon. Are you all right, Keith? Wow! You are literally craning your heads and standing there. How high did it go up to the top? Keith, are you okay? I can't see you. Have you run away? The disciples looked up and they stood there and they were looking. and they were looking. There is. That's for Keith's benefit. But they were made a promise. They were made a promise. And then two men, who I think were angels, came and said, "Why are you looking up there? Why are you looking up there? Why are you looking up there? Jesus has made a promise to you. Now remember what he has said and go back to Jerusalem." Now I want you to remember that I am going to make a promise to you today. I'm going to make a promise and with a command. Now I promise, do you believe this promise? I promise that after the service, I have a number of treats for everyone to share. Do you believe that promise?
Yes.
I've got a number of treats for you to share. Do you believe that I will keep that promise?
Yes.
Do you know, the truth is that very often, because I'm a human being, I might not, I might forget. But I've got wonderful people around me to remind me. So shall I unveil what these treats are? There is. Oh, deliciousness. Let's cover that up so you... There's fruit as well for your 1 of 5 a day. But I have made that promise, but there's a command to go with it. And we'll hear a little bit more about that in a minute. You can go and sit down. Thank you. So the promise, the angel said, "Why are you standing looking up at the sky? This same Jesus who has been taken away from you into heaven will come back." That's the promise. And actually, we were talking this morning when we were praying, and it also reminded me of the man at the tomb, the angel at the tomb. What did he say? "Why are you looking for the living among the dead?" So the command, "You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." Jesus told the disciples not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for the gift his Father had promised. And being together also provided them the opportunity for fellowship, spending time together, encouragement, encouraging each other, unity, while they were waiting for the promised help. And the Bible tells us that the disciples worshipped Jesus and had great joy. You know, we need one another. We just heard this morning a wonderful support as a church all together for Riverbank and for LVA. And we're here for the same purpose. We have come to worship God this morning with great joy, remembering his promises to us and to share the truth that they are loved, that we are loved. So how does that look today? I read a statistic recently that nearly 14 million under 14s don't go to church on a Sunday. 14 million. And of course, that is not the full story, because I guess some of those children do attend clubs. We run Glow here, we run the Bridge, we run the Crossing, we're going to be doing Alpha. But 14 million don't come to church. So they don't have relationship, they don't get to know each other, they don't get to spend time together. But we are called to pass the baton of faith on. And that reminded me of like a relay race. And I thought we could have a look at what that looks like, a demonstration of what that looks like, passing on the baton. And I've got Liz and Will, they're going to help me. Church, how does it look to pass the baton of faith on? Liz, would you? Will, would you? I couldn't find a baton, so I've got cucumbers. But I don't want you to run necessarily, but I want everyone to grab hold of that cucumber and pass it on as if you were in a race. Pass it on. Pass on the baton of faith, please. There we go. Pass it on. I want everyone to touch this baton of faith on. We are all one church. How are we doing? Has everyone touched the baton of faith? How are we doing? Amazing. Has it gone all the way around? Oh, thank you. While that baton of faith continues on, you know, this is the same command for us today. But we don't have to wait for the Holy Spirit. Not like the disciples. The Holy Spirit is here. We were just worshiping and singing about that. But in the... Good man. But honestly, I'm probably not going to go to Samaria. I have been to Jerusalem. I'm like unlikely to go there again. I'm definitely not going to get to the ends of the earth. But actually, what does that look like for us here? What is our Samaria? What is our ends of the earth? And that could be somebody you're sitting next to right now. Thank you, Theo. Awesome. Yay. It could be somebody sitting next to you that you've never seen before. It could be somebody you sit on the bus with. It could be somebody that you meet in the shops and you see them again and again and again, but you never say anything to them. It could be your neighbor. It could be telling somebody as we leave today. And I've often in the past, so my history was that I didn't go to church growing up. And I did learn about Jesus and how much I loved him, but I didn't realize he loved me that much. And then one day I was having a conversation with a friend, and that friend said to me, "Sue, why don't you come along to church on a Sunday?" I'm like, okay, I think I might do that. And that's how, by God's grace, I came here. Thanks, Diane. And the promise is that we will never be on our own. Sometimes I think, I don't know what to say, my words get muddled up, I don't know how to tell someone that God loves them so very much. But a bit like the man that was given his sight, when he was questioned about it, he went, "I was blind And now I can see. It's as simple as just come. So the promise is that we will not be on our own. We have the same Holy Spirit to equip all his followers. None of you are excluded from that. He will equip all of us with his power and the presence of God so that we can live for him and to be his witness. The command is, tell everyone how much they are loved by our risen King. So why these? You know, I can forget. What have I got here? Matthew 28:20. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. This one has meant a lot to me. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Joshua 1:9. I discovered a little bit later on that he did forget to pass on the baton. So back to our goodies. We have a pile of goodies here. Remember, I made a promise. Anyone remind me of what that promise was? Promise. To share this with everyone. And now is your command. I want you, all my disciples that came up here and had a look to see where the balloon was going, to tell everyone we have lots of extra treats for you after the service. And will you take something to someone at the same time? Share with everyone. I'm going to pray. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for your gift of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that your promise to us is that you will never leave us. And when we call on you, you will be our help. So I pray, come with a new wave, Holy Spirit. Come to us this morning. Bless each one here, I pray, and our families, and fill us up anew. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.